Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. This is DJ Stanley. I am your host with the most happy news from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio is about cultivating positive thinking with family-friendly topics that penetrate the mind, body, and soul. Happy Talk Radio focuses on sharing happy talks and happy thoughts every Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So thank you for tuning in on chat. Our chat line is open today. If you would like to speak with our guest, please dial 347-857-1142. Happiness is a state of mind we choose to be. I believe it is an intimate declaration of power within you in living a balanced life. One of Socrates' infamous quotes is to be or not to be. So do you want to be happy or are you happy? Note, every 60 seconds you spend upset is a minute of happiness you will never get back. Well, today we have a very special guest with us who will challenge and transform the happiness in you. Her name is Cherise Stevens. Cherise is an award winner, planner, and marketing expert. She is the founder of the Middle Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival based in Macon, Georgia. She created the Drive Clean and Green across the state of Georgia. She also has her own talk show, TV show, and now she has this wonderful annual festival in the Middle Georgia area. Also, she is a former Mother of the Year for Middle Georgia, Leadership Macon alum, and an inspiring life coach. Need I say more? I could, but I'm not, because Cherise Stevens is on the line, and she will be sharing all of this wonderful information with you, so don't you go nowhere. Happy Talk Radio is bringing it home to you right now with Cherise Stevens. Welcome to the show, Ms. Cherise. How are you today?
Hi, Ms. Gloria. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. I just want the audience to know that this show today is all about Cherise Stevens, and we would like to know a little bit more about you and get into all the wonderful things that you're doing, because you are a philanthropist in heart.
Thank you so much. I live in the most beautiful city in the world, Macon, Georgia. I'm a single mom. I have a son and a daughter who I love, love, love so much. And my philosophy in life is kind of to be or not to be. I love your intro to the radio show. And what I try to do, even though I may have adversity, I try to take those lemons and make lemonade. And that's kind of been the crux of my whole life.
Tell us about your new project, because from our conversation, you are very active in your community, and you have recently created a new festival in the Middle Georgia area and possibly throughout the state of Georgia. So please share with us this new festival of wellness and fitness.
Well, it's two reasons why I started the festival. Personally, I was on a journey to get healthier. You know, when I was younger, I got a cheerleading scholarship for school, and, you know, I was just always so active. And now that I'm in my 40s now, I just realized I couldn't do the same things I wanted to do and was getting winded. And I was like, what am I going to do? And, of course, with my kids getting older, I want to live as long as possible to be a support to them. So one day, maybe almost 2 years ago, wow, time has flown, but I wanted to get healthy, and it was a lot of information there, but I didn't know really where to go. So the festival has been kind of a journey of pulling together. It's a lot of information out there, but you need support systems. You need resources. You need to find out what fits your lifestyle better. So one of the people that I saw as an inspiration to me, her name was Miss Ernestine Shepherd. She was 77 years old. She's the oldest female bodybuilder in the world, and she was getting up and running 5Ks and 10Ks. And I'm thinking, she can do it, so can I. So I started, when I say Gloria, I started crawling and maybe walking 1 mile a day. And now I actually get into 5Ks and compete. But the festival was an opportunity for me to share some of my experience, because I'm not a I'm a planner, I'm a marketing expert, but I'm not a fitness guru. And through my trial and error, I really found some good tips to how to make simple steps to make a big impact in your life. And I wanted to kind of share that with our community. And then secondly, I live here in Macon. We have an obesity problem. We have a lot of preventable diseases. And I love my people. I love my community, and I wanted to have a resource that can help them better their lives as well. So I try to make fitness fun, which sometimes is kind of hard to make fitness fun, but this festival is an opportunity for all these partners to come together each year and highlight what's available in the community and hopefully motivate each other to stay well and stay fit.
Well, I know that in your training and everything, do you also emphasize diet to the people who really participate in the festival? Or it also says that you are an inspiring coach also. So do you also emphasize diets?
Yes. Food is one of the biggest components that we try to teach. And one of the things when I was doing my research before I actually created the festival was to see the access to veggies and fresh fruits. And in our community, we have 60% of our restaurants are fast food restaurants. One in four of our kids don't get an opportunity to actually eat fresh fruits and veggies. So during the festival, what we did was we brought in some experts that could actually help you grow your own veggies and fruits at home. And actually, in the long run, it actually saved you money. And we had a lady, and it almost broke my heart. She's a mom of five. She came in, and, you know, she, you know, kind of broke down that she knew that she was not feeding her kids the most well-balanced meal, but she fed them what she could do. And one of our community partners with the UGA Extension Office brought in seedlings and taught her how to have gardens at her home. And it's been a couple months since the festival. We're going to be planning for 2015, but she's already called me so excited that she has saved so much money, that her kids have fresh tomatoes, fresh lettuce. I mean, she was going on and on. And then she actually inspired me to kind of diversify my home garden. But we're trying to teach people that, you know, it's a lifestyle change. It's at the beginning, it's a little difficult, but the overall benefits of feeling healthier, saving money eventually, and just being more productive, and that's what we're trying to do for the fitness festival.
Well, I know that personally that it is significant to eat healthy and to exercise, and I attended your festival at your first festival that was in November 14th through the 16th, and had the opportunity to really meet the amazing Miss Ernestine Shepherd. And I know that even today she has that perfect body of fitness. So it was a wonderful event. Now, I also am aware that you will have this event annually. Share that with us.
Correct. We're already planning for 2015, and each year we have a different theme. And our theme for last year was family, food, fitness and fun. So we try to incorporate all those things. This year, we're really going to get people to play like kids and get them to think of exercising, like maybe doing a kickball game, or you know how kids do jump roping, and diversifying their plan, but also highlighting some remarkable kids in our community that are exercising, keeping healthy, and being a positive role model. And I found out, for me being a mom, that when my kids are passionate about something, it helps me as well stay motivated and be passionate about it as well. And we want the whole family to be healthy. So this year, like, you know, the festival we just had, we, you know, Macon is a AARP age-friendly community. We have a lot of senior citizens. So our kickoff festival, we really wanted to highlight to our senior citizens, listen, it's never too late to get in shape. I mean, Miss Ernestine, I think she started working out in her 50s, so it's never too late. So this year, 2015, we're going to focus on our youth. And I'm going to be charging, my daughter is 17 and my son is 21. They're actually going to be a really major part in this festival in getting young people and teenagers involved in exercising. My son is a tricker. He's the person, like, you know, run up the wall and flip around. And he, I mean, everywhere I go, people just go crazy. I know your son. But I'm going to let them really be the face of this next festival, because I do want young people to know you can be fun. And if you start when you're young, it's easier as you get older. I mean, literally, I think about all the years I wasted not being healthy and eating right and doing what I need to do. So I think we can really make a difference in people's lives.
Now, you have a co-founder in the festival, or that helped you found it, the festival. And I know that you all had many activities, the competition, because I even experimented with Zuma. Will you share information about your co-founder and how you all got together and put all of this together and some of the events that you had during this first festival?
Right. And I'm telling the beauty about this, after the initial research part, we brought 25 community partners together, from gyms, from trainers, to the city government, to a variety of social organizations that have never been in the same room together. They were all about wellness and fitness, but never actually had a meeting together. And this festival actually brought together all those partners. And like I was saying before, I had the road to how I want to be in shape. I want to get in shape. So when I met Miraj McCray, I met Ellen Baines, a variety of people, we kind of pulled together our thoughts to make this festival. Now, one of the great things we had was a fitness competition, and it was Hottest Mom, Hottest Dad, Best Bikini Body, Best Body Over 50. And what we wanted to do is not for the professional, you know, the people, you know, hardcore bodybuilders, but it was a motivational tool so people would say, oh, my God, there's a mom. We had a lady, she was a mom of 5 kids, and she got up there and strut her stuff. And can you say motivational? I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to do some sit-ups right now. and make it happen. But we had an awesome opportunity for that. And then also we had a luncheon that people could meet Ms. Ernestine and talk to her and find out about her journey. We partnered with the Ronald McDonald House and had a 5K. Because I'm a runner now. And that's something that I'm into the day that I'm not here, I'm always going to run and walk because it's been such a positive influence into my life. So we partnered with them to have a 5K. So when I say that we did outreach throughout, and one of the beauty things, I'm so excited, we had a church outreach, and we wanted to motivate people spiritually because it's a connection between your body, mind, and spirit, and getting healthy. So we had several churches that had fitness-themed sermons that day. So when I say we touch bases with every facet of our community, we try to do that. So hopefully we laid the groundwork for 2015 to bring our children, bring our school system. We're going to be incorporating public and private schools into the mix and really making a difference.
Well, will the 2015 festival be in Macon? Because I noticed on one of your sites it stated that you will be in various locations in the future. So what does that entail?
Well, we are actually going to have an activity in Warner Robins. And it's to be determined exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be mostly for we're going to have our fit awards, and we're going to try to find out who are the fittest trainers, fittest people in Middle Georgia, and we want to make this festival convenient for everyone. We serve 11 counties. And if we can have activity in Bibb County and Houston County and maybe eventually Monroe or another surrounding county, I think it's going to maximize the amount of people we can touch. And that's what we're trying to do. We want people to feel comfortable. People exercise with people they know. If your friend, your neighbor across the street is exercising, you see them, you're like, oh, my gosh, I want to participate. So what we're trying to do is have specific activities in each of the cities and counties. So I'm not going to try to recreate the wheel. So we may have a community partner that want to partner with us to have a 5K, and we'll partner with them to do that. We're going to partner with them for a fitness competition. So it's going to be a true regional festival in a few years.
Well, this is wonderful news for Middle Georgia, for Macon, Georgia, in terms of bringing more people to the state of Georgia. Charisse, we are going to take a few minutes and listen to some music in hopes of encouraging more people to really consider coming out to your festival. But I want my audience to know that you're listening to Happy Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gigi Stanley. Today I have Ms. Charisse Stevens with me. She is the founder of Middle Georgia Wellness and Health Festival. And we have so much more information to cover when we come back. But I want you to, I would say, put Georgia on your mind for right now.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you. As sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Whoa. Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I say just an old sweet song.
Welcome back. Once again, this is TG, your host of Happy Talk Radio, and I have my special guest today is Ms. Cherie Stevens, who is the founder of Middle Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival. But Cherie is much more than that. Today, I also would like to incorporate the mere fact that on Monday will be Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and there are numerous quotes that he has made through the years. So, Cherie, I would like to direct a couple of those quotes with you, if you can incorporate in terms of sharing what you do with the Drive Clean and Green Across America and your TV show and being the Mother of the Year in Middle Georgia. Here are a couple of quotes, and then it's all yours. The first one is, life's most important and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?
Okay.
If you can relate that to what you are doing or have done when you think about the Drive Clean and Green across the state of Georgia, I mean, you are in the community so much, and I felt like that was a very strong quote in terms of the contributions that you're making.
Yeah, and to be honest, you know, health and wellness is a weird subject sometimes to talk with other people about, and I could have easily just, you know, tried to find my own fitness journey and lost my weight and just, you know, kept it moving. But I really wanted to share with my community. We have a lot of people dying for preventable disease. You know, since 1980, adult obesity has doubled, child and adolescent has tripled, and it would have been easy for me to, you know, just focus on myself or my family and keep it moving. But, you know, I love my community. I do want to make a positive influence, and I think sometimes when you affect other people in positive lives, it makes you happy. You know, it makes you feel good. And I think we all have a purpose here in life. And, you know, everybody has a different purpose. I mean, Ms. Gigi, your purpose is to spread the happy news. And I think what's happening with me is that I'm finding that my purpose, because I am a project manager and mm-hmm. and an event person, that I can help put together events to bring the masses together for a common goal. And this festival is one of those things. And I do admire Dr. Martin Luther King. He was able to take the skill level of many people around him for a common goal. And that's what I'm trying to do now. Not that I'm comparing myself with Martin Luther King.
No.
But the thing is, for you to make a difference, you got to be healthy. You got to have that foundation. You can't do a march if you can't walk up a flight of stairs. You can't be completely productive if you're sick, you know, 30 days out of a year because, you know, you just don't feel good. So if you really want to make a difference, not only with your family, with your local community or your church, you have to take care of yourself. And I think that's the crux of my journey is, you know, being a mom, you take care of everybody else but yourself. And now, to be honest, I'm a better mom because I'm healthier. I can do things. I feel better. And if they ask me, you know, my son's a tricker. If he say, hey, Mom, you know, he does a trick. I can't do it, but I can actually participate and act like I'm doing, you know, and make it happen. So that's a powerful saying. I mean, no matter what your talents are, we all are here for a purpose and to make a positive influence. And to be honest, it makes you happier in the long run. If I would have just stayed quiet, yes, I would have lost my weight. But I think the joy that I have had in meeting Miss Ernestine and meeting the lady I just told you about with the five kids who finally is able to give her kids fresh fruit and veggies, I mean, you can't buy that kind of interaction and emotional feeling.
Well, you know, it is okay to compare yourself and the things that you do to people of greatness because that's what has inspired us to thrive, to rise above so many circumstances and obstacles in our lives. So I think your remark in terms of you're saying that you can't compare yourself in terms of what Dr. Martin Luther King may have done, but it's so I personally feel it's okay to replicate some things if you're going to make a change, a difference in the world. So I think that you've done a wonderful job. And you mentioned you've had a TV show. We have about 3 minutes and 35 seconds left on the air. So I just want to want you to touch on being Mother of the Year for Middle Georgia.
Okay. In 2000, the Macon Telegraph and the Georgia Woman Show, they selected me as their Mother of the Year. And it was really because when my mom passed away, and she did, and that's another way reason why I'm inspired because she was pretty young when she passed away. And I think that if more knowledge about keeping healthier was available with some preventable diseases, I would still have my mom here. But we lost our mom. And instead of, I got a little emotional. I just took the initiative to be there for my brothers and sisters. My brother now is a doctor. My sister Ashley, who I love so much, she is really successful at the Robins Air Force Base. And I've tried to be there not only for my kids, but for my siblings. And on top of all that, at the time before I got into fitness, I had a program to teach single moms about computer skills. And I believe in truly always being a jack of all trades. I can design websites. I can design printed collateral materials. I can do a variety of things that I wanted to share with others, an opportunity for them to make money more than, you know, hourly minimum wage. And that was kind of like my first step into being a servant leader and being in a community. So I was thankful for that. And with the TV show, with my background in environmental services as well,
we got
25
seconds. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay. It's so much going on. But anyway, I'm just thankful that I had a different outlet to get the information out to the community.
Well, I have you to know I have really enjoyed having you on my show. I want my community out there to know that Sharice Stevens is the person in the know, and she is a wonderful person to know. Is there an email address or contact number that anyone can get you at?
Yes, yes, yes. We want everybody to participate in 2015 Middle Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival. They can call me personally at 478-747-7920. They can go to our website. It's midgafitnessfestival.weebly.com. They can follow us on Facebook and become our Facebook friends on Middle Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival. And then they can email me at mstevens50@yahoo.com. So contact me and let's make 2015 great.
Thank you so much for being my guest, Sharice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, audience, for tuning in to Happy Talk Radio with your host, Gigi Stanley, the one who is presenting information, wonderful happiness from coast to coast. And I would like to leave you with a closing quote of Dr. Martin Luther King, and it is, if you can't fly,
then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward in love and be happy. You're listening to Happy Talk Radio. Bring it at home.